It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, if you are a fan of Wildwoods Rehabilitation and you follow them on their webpage, you probably saw the story and were grossed out. I admit it, grossed out a little bit, but encouraged by the injured painted turtle that was found with a cracked and broken shell. And Tara's got an update on the turtle. We're talking turtles this morning and answering the age-old question, why does the turtle cross the road? Hey, Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about the turtle that was brought in a couple of weeks ago that had been hit by a car.
Yes, we've actually had several come in recently, and they're all doing pretty well. The injuries always seem a lot worse than they are. And I admit, the first turtle that I had come in while I was here working was horrifying.
You think there is no way they could survive an injury like that.
Exactly it. And, we flush out the wounds and we put pieces back together, and it takes months and months for the shells to heal, but it is totally possible. So, definitely if you find a turtle that's been hit, don't discount it as, oh my gosh, it looks too terrible for it to survive. There can be a lot of bleeding and that sort of thing, but they are so resilient. So, we definitely encourage everyone, if they find an injured turtle, to collect it as gently as you can, collect any pieces that might have fallen off, and bring it in.
Okay. Do you actually use glue? Do you actually glue the shell back together?
That is one technique. It's starting to kind of get out of favor because there's so many other materials that are becoming available now. We typically, just initially when we do triage, use like Tegaderm strips and that sort of thing just to get the shell adhered back together. And then we are actually working with WRC in learning how to repair shells here.
And so, that's a rehabilitation center or something, rehabilitation center?
Yes, Wildlife Rehabilitation Center down in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And so they're working with us in repairing these turtle shells.
Now, turtles cross the road because they're looking for a nice, bright, warm, sandy spot to lay their eggs. And this is the time of year when the turtles are crossing the road. And then after the babies are born, the babies cross the road.
Yes.
And yes, there are some hideous people that aim at turtles. I mean, what's that about? Painted turtles, when I was a little child, this is how old I am, painted turtles, you used to be able to have them as pets.
Yes.
You can't anymore, because they can transmit disease. So we need to know how to move a painted turtle safely. And we also need to know, if you travel to areas where you're going to find them, how do you move a snapping turtle safely? Because they like to park their big old Mongo carcasses right down the yellow line.
Yes,
and
do.
Then just sit there and go, yeah, yeah, bring
it's
it.
Warm.
Exactly.
Yeah, painted turtles are relatively easy to move. The thing that we like to just make sure everyone is aware of their own safety, if you see a turtle in the road, to put your hazard lights on, make sure there's no traffic, take care of yourself. And painted turtles, you can pick up, mid-shell. You can just lift them up. The thing you have to know is a lot of times turtles will pee when they're picked up, and so don't let that frighten you and drop the turtle.
Yeah, and when you pick up the turtle, you don't need to cuddle the turtle.
No.
You can hold the turtle. The turtle's not an infant or a puppy. You can hold it away from your body.
Yes.
Okay.
And they can make noises and, try and be aggressive and a lot of times when you approach them, they can scoot across the road and that's all they need. The important thing to know is that they need to be not turned around. So get them in the direction they were already heading. And, minimal contact. And it's also important not to relocate them, not to say, oh, I don't think this is a good space for the turtle. I'm going to bring him down to this pond and let him go. Because they just need to be where you find them. So relocating them isn't a good idea. So basically, if you can just get them across the road safely and, you know, set them down, that's all they're looking for.
Now, what about snappers?
Snapping turtles are a little different. They have extremely long necks, and you cannot pick them up mid-shell like you can the painted turtles. And a lot of people will say, oh, pick them up by the tail. That actually can cause them some spinal damage. So the best way is to scoot them across the road using, like, a blunt object, you know, nothing pointy or sharp. But what I've heard recommended is if you have a snow shovel in your car that you travel with, or a broom, or, you know, just kind of, you know, prod them along is probably the best way. If you have to pick them up, what's recommended is to grab a rear leg and then support the lower half of their body with your hand. But you do have to be very careful. I mean, they, you know, gloves don't really help. I mean, they do have quite a bite on them.
Now, is there a way, if you just say you had a broom, could you gently prod the turtle's head with the broom? If the turtle grabbed onto the broom, could you then move the turtle attached to the broom?
You probably could, but it's, you know, it's probably more distressing for the turtle to do that. It's easier just to get them to move by themselves rather than pick them up, if at all possible.
All right. That is good to know. So keep a little chunk of 2x4 or a shovel or a broom,
yes,
or some appropriate turtle prodding object.
A dustpan.
A dustpan. I don't know whether I even want to get that close to a snapper. I think that people have an unrealistic, which is probably what the snapping turtle was going for. They have an unrealistic, yeah, sense of what a snapping turtle is capable of doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, flipping around in a nanosecond and, you,
yeah,
know, leaping for your throat like the bunny in Monty Python.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
One thing, though, that's interesting, because we've had a lot of people that have brought turtles in who say, oh, we always stop and help turtles cross the road, which is fantastic. But what a lot of people don't know is that the Minnesota DNR has a turtle crossing tally and count project. And if you help a turtle across the road, they like to know where that was so that they can, you know, find out where the turtle mortalities are coming from and where, you know, their populations are located.
Turtle tunnels.
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting project. So, you know, logging on to the Minnesota DNR website and reporting your turtle move, it would be awesome.
Well, we're going to get a link set up in this story on our website so that folks who are turtle movers can make a note of what they need to have in the car to move turtles safely, and also so that they can click if they have rescued turtles, so that they can click and take part in this project. Tara, thanks a million for joining us. It's always great to talk with you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Tara Smith is a rehabber with Wildwoods Rehabilitation here in Duluth. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.